Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
John Harbaugh is going to speak to the media in about 20-some minutes. Let's go out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Our own Cordell Woodland covers the Ravens. I think he'll be there for John speaking later today, and he joins us now. And Cordell, thanks as always for your time. We appreciate it. We were sitting together yesterday for Ravens and Jets. You've had a little time to marinate over it. What'd you think about what you saw yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, it was a win. A mixed bag. Wasn't the prettiest game. I think offensively they've got some things to work out, and I think until Lamar is able to kind of start looking like himself and the offensive line can put it together for 60 minutes and you can, you know, they're capitalizing on good field position, especially in the red zone, it'll be a while before I think you're able to say a lot of good things about the offense. But defensively, I thought they were fine. They had some moments where it wasn't great, but overall, I mean, they didn't really let the Jets get away from them. I know late in the second half, you know, the Jets are fighting. They're trying to come back. It is what it is. But all in all, I thought the defense continued to play well.
Cordell, you said it. They won the game, and five straight wins in the NFL is very hard to do. I don't care who you're playing in that stretch. But with that being said, and we know Lamar's not 100% at this point, is it really time to recalibrate how we view the Ravens in terms of how they win football games moving forward? Because I just think it's going to continue to look like this, which is a heck of a lot different than it was last year.
Well, I mean, there's no rule that says it has to be pretty. You know, you go, the people have tried to claim the Chiefs as dead for the last couple of years because they haven't looked flat out dominant in the regular season. The Ravens have had dominant regular season and it's amounted to nothing in the postseason. They've had dominant statistical years on both sides of the fall of the ball, and they haven't ended up where they want to go. So there's no perfect formula. You know, you do kind of have to just get there however you can. And if you do want to find, I guess, some light in this, they haven't been able in the past usually to win in a multitude of ways. It feels like in the Lamar era when they win, I mean, they're just dominating you for the most part. Yeah. But they are having to kind of sloth their way around, and the defense for the first time in Lamar's era is the dominant side of the ball, at least right now. This is kind of uncharted territory for them, but again, it doesn't mean that they can't end up where they want to be because it doesn't look pretty right now.
Can Kyle Hamilton really turn around and play a football game this soon?
I mean,
I guess if anybody can, it's him because he's the bionic man. But
right.
I mean, it's just, I feel like he's so grabbing his back of his neck or his shoulder.
Yeah, he's Gumby.
Four times every game, and he's going off at least once for them to look at, is it a stinger? Is it a nerve? Is it nothing? Is it just a fleeting thing? Like, it just feels like that's almost automatic at this point.
Yeah, I mean, he does a lot. You know, he does a lot. And yeah. I think that does get kind of lost in this when you're watching him do all these things and you're watching him do them all at a high level. You kind of forget he is Hillman. While he is 6'4", he's not the strongest guy on the field. But he does a lot of things, and that's the way he plays. He doesn't really know how to play any other way. I will say, like you said, every week it's usually something in the game. But this, with it being a short week and it happened so late in the game, and he didn't look that good walking into the locker room yesterday before the game ended, I don't feel as optimistic about Kyle Hamilton this week. We'll see. We'll see, though. I mean, I'm not going to make that decision for them, but I don't feel as optimistic as I have in the past about him playing in the next game, and really it's because of the quick turnaround and because it didn't look that good when he was finished playing yesterday. And John called it not a serious injury, so you never really know what that means.
Yeah, he said Taven Bryan wasn't serious either, and we saw him walking in the locker room with a knee brace on. Yeah. So we're talking with Cordell Woodland's Inside Access here on The Fan. Cordell, you talked about them not being pretty and then said, well, you know, maybe they can get it going again. Are you confident that we see Lamar Jackson look like Lamar Jackson again this year?
I think I don't know. Like, because the only Lamar we know is this all pro version of Lamar Jackson. Am I saying that I believe that Lamar will be able to look like a top two quarterback in the league again this year? Maybe at times, but I kind of said it with Hamilton. He's human too. And Lamar has, you know, he's been accused of not playing through injuries and stuff in the past. He's clearly playing through injuries right now. He's not 100%. I don't know if you can be 100% anymore at this point in the year. And then you combine it with the issues with the offensive line. I don't know if we'll see him play at an all-pro level. Now, is that the Lamar that's needed for them to win? Maybe it's not. Because to my point earlier, they've gotten MVP Lamar. They've gotten All-Pro Lamar. And that hasn't amounted to a Super Bowl. So maybe this could be a blessing in disguise in a weird way. I feel like I've come out of some of these postseasons and I've done interviews and other shows and people have asked me, like, what do the Ravens need to do to get over the hump? And sometimes I'll say, you know, they need to learn how to win without getting Superman Lamar. And maybe that's what's happening right now. They're finding different ways to win so that later in the year they don't need to rely on the Superman. But to answer the question, it's just hard for me right now to envision that he'll be healthy enough to look like the Lamar that we know, at least on a regular basis.
Cordell, we know this pass rush has been lacking season long for the Ravens, but Draymond Jones, ever since coming over from Tennessee at the trade deadline, it seems like he's provided some juice to the pass rush. What have you thought of Jones' start as a Raven over these last three games?
I mean, he's one of the few natural pass rushers that they have. It seems like pass rushing just comes to him easily. Like, that's what he does. He brings a lot of energy. I think he has a really good motor. I think that, you know, look, this is a defense that individually they don't have a lot of guys that are winning one-on-ones and consistently can end up in the backfield. So he does jump out on screen because he's one of the few that they have that can do it at times. But I think he's been a really good addition for him. I'm curious to see how good it can get because I don't think we've necessarily seen the best of Draymond Jones. I think he has the ability to kind of wreck games and pivotal moments of the game. So I'm curious to see what it looks like as you get it deeper in the season. And look, they've got three straight division games right now. So this would be a really good time for him to start playing his best ball. But I think he's been good for them.
Cordell, you and Belway Ben on Friday?
Yeah, we'll be back Friday during the day, so it'll be nice. A little different for people. We'll be on from 10 a.m. to 12, so obviously we'll be recapping the game that was on Thanksgiving night. Joe Burrow's making his return, it looks like. So it should be an entertaining game. If they can't score points this week, I mean, I don't know what to say, because they're probably going to have to score. I mean, then again, T. Higgins is out. I don't know what the Bengals are going to look like, but I don't expect much out of their defense. So it'd be nice to see the Ravens' offense kind of have an explosive night.
Thanks, buddy. Have a happy Thanksgiving. I'll see you Thanksgiving night.
Yep, I'll see you guys. Appreciate it.
Coming up next, Ravens win 23-10. What did John Harbaugh have to say after the game? We'll hear it next here on the
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Man. Harbs on the big win against a well-coached team. Ravens beat the Jets 23-10. And a Bible verse for you, and ready to go. But they, a win's a win.
I will say this, and Ken, maybe please disagree. I think that might have been the best mood he's been in post game all year. And I don't know if it's just like you felt the relief, like okay, you're finally tied with the Steelers, you're back over the hump. But for a game that was pretty ugly, I felt like he was in a really good mood.
They were my survivor pick this week, so I'm still alive. I know you guys were concerned about that.
Oh, I was.
Yeah, that was foremost on my mind.
Yes, I know.
Things that unsolved mysteries of the day.
Yes.
Things I was waiting to see
when
we would find out.
Yeah, we're in week 13. I'm still out there.
It's huge.
Yeah.
That is big. Awesome. I'll
buy you guys pizza if I win.
I'm holding you to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still eat pizza.
It better be nice pizza for the money you're winning.
I'll take any pizza. Yeah.
Pizza? Don't say any.
I know where he's going, and it'll be perfectly fine.
Yeah. Be someplace close.
Right around the corner.
And I do like that pizza.
To the cheaper place around the corner. Yeah. Well, now there's three options, the cheapest of the three.
Three?
I think the cheapest of the three might be the best of the three.
It might.
Yeah. Hey, I'm...
Which one's the third one?
Scatino's is pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't had their pizza.
No, Scatino's is good.
It's good.
It's good.
It's good. It's good.
Yeah, I haven't had... They're cold cut, man.
AWF's good, too. I like them all. I might surprise you. I might get one from each. Let's hear more from Harbs.
That's Word of Fire. They're good people.
Yeah, I might get a pizza from each place.
That's not how you want to make a bet.
Yeah, I could do that. If I win Survivor, I will get you one from each place.
All right. Isolate that.
You can keep that pen. If I win my Survivor.
How many people are left in your Survivor?
In one, there's only seven. And the other one, which is... It started with over 500 people.
That's
there's 29
so
left.
So either. We're getting the pizza if you win either.
If I win either, okay. I will get you one pizza from each place.
Wow.
That's rock solid.
Got two chances.
I was rooting against you. Now I'm rooting against you. Now keep those updates coming.
Yeah.
We're invested.
I expect to hear by 5:25 next week.
Yes.
I expect to know where your survivors stand. Now, do you have to do the some of these now count because there's three games on the Thursday now. They count Thursday and Friday.
No, it's all part of the same week.
They count that as a separate week.
No. It's all part. In these, it's all part of the same week. It's all week 13.
Who are you going with next week?
I was talking to Bone about this earlier.
I feel like I should just shut up because so far you're doing good on your own.
Yeah,
so it's weird. In the one, you can only pick a team once. In the other one, the big one, the start where there were 500 people, it's now down to 29. You could pick the same team every week if you wanted to.
What the hell kind of a rule?
It's weird.
What kind of league is that?
It's
weird.
That's wacky.
It's weird.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it either. But I'm still alive.
Yeah,
so,
no,
and a lot of people got wiped out.
So
yeah.
You keep picking the same teams over and over?
No, I do not
one?
Do that. I do not.
You don't treat it like a other kind.
I don't think I picked the same team twice yet.
Wow.
Because
so you have integrity.
But you might want to go. You might want to start going back to the well.
Oh,
now.
I may. And that one, I may. Now
don't
that
we're be
down,
a hero.
Now that we're
I got some pizza on the line.
Now, now that we're down to the nitty gritty.
Look, it's like the Ravens. Yeah. Don't give me style points. Just win the box.
Yeah.
Just one more point than them.
Yeah. Like the
don't go all rogue. Like I'm going to play by tougher rules than all you mooks and beat you anyway.
It sounds like he has though.
Don't tie an arm behind your back.
My policy has been go with like a big home favorite. And it hadn't doubled up yet. What's bitten some people, even in the one you can pick twice, is taking road favorites who have pooped the bed. Like the Packers knocked a bunch of people out a couple weeks ago.
For multiple times.
Yeah, so alas. No more time for John. Let's hear one more. Talks about winning five in a row.
It feels great, but it's just it's halfway done. You know, it's not over. You know, season's not over. Game wasn't over. Season's not over. And we play four. We play the Steelers twice, and we play the Bengals twice in the next few weeks. So that's going to be it right there, you know. And starting Thursday night, we've got no time really to rest. We've got to go to work on the Bengals. And we know what that's like, so how challenging that is. So we're ready. We'll be ready to go.
Harbs with the Mamba mentality right there.
Yeah.
Job's not finished.
No.
Game's not finished.
He's ready. And his punter's an all-pro.
Yeah.
Team feels a little lethargic.
Yeah, yeah.
Play that ZipRecruiter song.
That's right.
Before they go out to practice.
Hey, you guys, they can come in and have a slice of the pizza.
It gets us fired up.
It does. It does. It's the
We've
song.
We've got some alternate versions.
Yes, we do.
We created our own lyrics.
We definitely do. Hey, coming up next, Ravens win 23-10.
Rhymes with recruiter.
Yes, yes. It's surprising.
Scooter.
It's very, yes. Six pack of defensive observations next here on The Fan. Ravens beat the Jets 23-10 at six-pack time. Six-pack sponsored by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief. The Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. Six-pack of defensive observations. And Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
Number six is Jordan Stout legacy game. Yep. He had a 74-yard punt, and that was probably his second-best punt of the game because his 67-yard punt then rolled out of bounds was incredible, and then he posed. He was if I had to do stars of the game like in hockey, he'd have been my number one star.
Yeah, a spectacular Stout. That's what I wrote. I mean, that was big stuff, man. The offense can't move the ball. Defense isn't going to score you that many points. He flipped the field. He was a difference maker. It was a hell of a performance.
Number five.
I'm a little worried about Kyle Hamilton, and maybe it should be a lot higher.
Oh, I got that higher, yeah.
But because he always snaps back, I put it here. It's just the optics of that constantly being around his neck, shoulder, stinger area. Like, it scared me last year. I hope he's able to play in this one, but if he's not, that's a big, 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 big problem.
I've got that a lot higher. My five is, and I talked about this earlier when we were talking about nitpicking on the defense. I thought Aloy Gilman missed a lot of tackles in this football game, and it was a couple of them were in space with Breece Hall, which led, instead of minimal gains, one of them I think ended up being a 40-yard gain. Now he did recover the fumble, and that's going to come in my six pack a lot later, but he needs to clean things up a little bit.
Number four,
Mike Green, sack leader. Somebody had that in his season predictions that he would lead the team in sacks. Now it's 2.5, so take it with a grain of salt. But Mike Green with a sack yesterday now holds the team lead in sacks with 2.5.
Yeah, my four is I'm still unsold on this pass rush. That's a bad offensive line. I mean, there's some things working in their favor. There were a couple of instances that impressed me, but I think you're going to need a whole lot more consistency from your ability to get after the quarterback, not just in the fourth quarter, than what we've seen by and large. And I don't think it's going to look great when they have to step up in the level of quarterback that they're facing, but we'll see.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jason. I was expecting more from the pass rush. I know they were able to get after Taylor late in the fourth quarter when the game was pretty much over at that point, but that Jets offensive line had given up the highest pressure rate in all of the NFL. I was just hoping.
Left
for
me
more.
Wanting more, Bone.
Well, Gear, get more of a six pack at least. It's a six pack of defensive observations. And Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
Decent showing stopping the run, but this throwing to running backs is going to be something to really watch moving forward here. You're facing divisional opponents that have the best beat on you to begin with. I kept thinking they were going to throw the ball to Breece Hall more in that game. I think it was 2 catches for 20 yards on 2 targets in the first half, and I thought they'd come out and lean into it more. And when they got around to it, boy, was it a problem. Roquan, no Roquan, I think that's proven to be an issue for them. And I look at guys like Chase Brown. I look at guys like Gainwell and Warren coming up, and I think this was a precursor of something we're going to be talking a whole lot more about, because I think the ball's going to be in those guys' hands quite a bit, and I think it's a big problem for this defense.
My three is Draymond Jones. He's become quite the acquisition for them. Great game yesterday, even better postgame. The guy, he lets the expletives fly. I enjoyed it. He's got a colorful dude, personality. And yeah, he had a sack and a half. He had 2 quarterback hits, got his hands on a football. At least he's bringing some juice to that pass rush.
Number two.
Two is where I have Kyle Hamilton, and if he wasn't, as I like to say, Gumby, I don't think there'd be any chance of him playing in this game Thursday with the short turnaround. The only reason I give him any shot is because we've declared him basically football dead numerous times, and he comes right back. So it did not look good when he left the field, though, yesterday. He is so important to everything they do.
Yeah, but I should have mentioned the slot there as well with the running backs. The bunch formations and Mitchie, like, I just... It's a problem. My two is they got bookend stops when they needed it. You got the Jones sack to end the first half. You got the fourth down. Now, look, it was help with play calling. I don't know what the hell they were doing, running the ball on third and long. But whatever. You got the fourth down stop to start the second half. And then you got the Marlin, whatever, you peanut punch, Hawaiian punch.
He ripped it out.
To basically stop the game. I mean, the defense in those momentum-changing areas going into the half, coming out of the half, and then finishing the game, they were great. They created stops when they needed them. And, again, if you want to give up stuff between the 20s, all that, we really don't care. They needed to have closers. And Draymond's been a closer for them.
Number one.
One offensive touchdown allowed. I mean, that's the most important number of them all. So it's now, what, 4 offensive touchdowns since week 7. That's going to win you a lot of football games, even when your offense is bad, even when your MVP quarterback is playing with no legs, basically, and isn't himself. They continue to be really stingy on the scoreboard, and that's the most important metric and statistic of them all.
My one is Marlon Strip, because that if Breece Hall is about to go in for a touchdown, or even so, it's first and goal there inside the 5-yard line, and now it's all of a sudden a 3-point game, and I'm not feeling confident at all that this offense is going to be able to put this game away. Marlon Humphrey saved their bacon, and they were able to coast to a 23-10 win.
That's a big W for the Ginger Gorilla.
Yeah, I think Hamilton needs to be higher just because that really changes the outlook of Thursday's game if he's not able to go. And also... It's big seeing this defense be able to slam the door shut.
Yeah.
Get that critical turnover when it looked like the Jets are going to make it a 1-score game, make it a field goal game. Marlon strips it and slams the door shut.
We'll come back, get the text of the day, preview tomorrow's show, get you ready for Infinity Sports Radio, which leads you all the way up until, what, 11 o'clock tonight?
11.
When you'll have Maryland pregame coverage, Mike Popovic getting you ready for Maryland basketball.
No Boomer and Valenti?
That's Fridays, I think.
Come on, Jason.
I know.
Yeah.
I just like saying Boomer and Valenti sandwich.
It's like a super sandwich. It's coming up, I think, at 11 here on The Fan. Before we get to the text of the day, John Harbaugh meeting with the media as we speak. Couple of notes from John. He says, quote, I expect to see Joe Burrow. It's pretty well documented what kind of player he is. I'm sure he'll be ready to go. Also said no physical issues with Lamar Jackson after yesterday's game. Taven Bryan, after yesterday, saying nothing serious, says it'll probably be a short-term IR situation. Says Kyle Hamilton has a chance to play on Thursday. So there's your Harbs. Well, here, John.
Has a chance to play. That's not saying much.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I guess he's not, at least he's not short-term IR like Taven Bryan. So, alas.
What do you think about a six-pack someday of the best commercials that have aired during the
era?
Inside. Is that too
inside? Yeah, I think it's way too inside.
That's way people too inside. Like,
but what if we played them? But if we had...
They can't play them, though. You're giving them free airtime.
We can't play the old ones.
Like, they pay for that. You're giving them an extra run.
There was one toilet paper one I love.
I saw Margie got a kick out of last night. They're watching Lego Masters, and there was a commercial for Dude Wipes, and she thought it was like a fake commercial. I said, no, those are real.
She's never seen Dude Wipes?
No, she had no idea what they were. She thought it was like a onion thing. Like, she thought it was a fake ad. Oh, one more note. Adisa Isaac had a setback, so he's not any close to returning. So we may not see him at all this year.
Yeah, back to back.
Yeah.
Wish him the best for him.
Yes. Let's get the text of the day.
Check 1-2. Check. Text of the day. Text of the day. Text of the day. Text of the day.
Okay.
Text of the day comes from Mike in Baltimore, who says, can't complain when the Ravens have won 5 straight. They're finding ways to win games when their best player isn't right.
You know, Cordell made a point of that, and I'm willing to listen.
I mean, as long as you can keep it up, great.
Maybe they get something in their DNA that figures out ways to win when Lamar's not in their best, when it matters most, because they haven't done it in the playoffs.
Look, there's reason for concern moving forward, but you definitely don't want to diminish this 5-game. It is hard to win 5 straight games in the NFL, and not to mention, when they were 1-5 and the Steelers were 4-1, you're 3.5 games back, and you've already caught them prior to Thanksgiving. If you would have told John Harbaugh and the team that heading into that stretch, they'd sign up for that every single time.
Bone, what do we have on tomorrow's show?
Tomorrow's show, Bubba is doing an event. We're having a couple of their members.
Yeah, Adam Jones is flying in from Spain.
Yeah, I think he's in already. Yeah, I saw a thing on Instagram.
That is coming up a week from Saturday. Baltimore Urban Baseball Association. You go to bubbabaseball.org and get all the information there. But Andy and Adam from Bubba will come in studio, tell us about what they do to help at-risk kids down in South Baltimore.
We also will be having Cynthia Freeland on the show, talk Ravens, and Joe Daneman. We like to call him the Viv of Cincinnati.
The Viv of Cincinnati, yes.
He's a sports director in Cincinnati and does great work there. So he'll be joining us to preview Joe Burrow returning on
Thursday.
Didn't you
take Sharkey down to Bubba a bunch of times?
He goes there every week. He still gets lessons and stuff down there.
Beltway Ben, was he down there?
That's where I met Beltway Ben. Yeah. I met Beltway Ben at Bubba. He was working a Bubba baseball camp.
That's 100% special. True.
Yeah,
I wouldn't lie about it. I wouldn't lie about our origin story.
Fraudulent about that.
I mean, I wouldn't lie about much, but I definitely wouldn't lie about our origin story.
Yeah, Mateo was there. I went over and he said his dad worked for Masson at the time, and I said, "Oh, really?"
Yeah, that was short-lived.
Yeah,
and he said, "Yeah, Jason." Asked Jason.
Our relationships lasted about five times my Masson stint.
Yes.
Too many truth bombs. Too much truth.
I introduced myself, and then we got lunch next week.
Oh wow!
Now one of the best taking over the world.
Yeah.
Got him together with Sapienza, old Chuck Bucks. And away we went.
Shout out Chuck.
Shout out Chuck.
Station's
Bucks.
Never been the same.
No. Beltway Ben, imprint.
Glue guy.
He absolute glue guy.
He can do everything. And not to mention he hits on 99% of his bets.
Yeah.
So one more.
What was the one? Draymond.
99%. Close. If he hit on 99% of his bets, we would be taking over the world. Neither of us would be sitting here right now. Yeah. We'd be living in Vegas and doing WannaBet.
Yeah. I don't know anybody else who called a Draymond Jones sack yesterday.
Plus money.
I felt really good about it. I also, it's funny, real quick, on WannaBet, we do fourth and short or fourth and long, and I was going to do long down. I was either going to go Draymond Jones sack or parlay the Ravens, Chiefs, and Cowboys. Draymond Jones gets the sack, and I'm like, no way the Cowboys win now.
You got it.
They both cash. I was about that.
When you're hot, you're hot.
That's impressive.
I had Eagles money line on
Hey, you look good for a half.
That's part of my parlay. So there you go. Really? It's the yin and the yang. And hey, if I'm going down, I mean, if I'm losing and he's winning, that's a lot better than me losing and him losing.
Hey, it looked good for a half. 21-0 at the half.
Oh, I stopped paying attention. We were at the Rams Head getting ready to go to the Natalie Merchant concert. I was just talking to my wife, all engaged. I wasn't even looking at any of the TV because it's like, that one's in,
it's in the bag.
I mean, I never count my chickens before they hatch.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I think
feeling
I'm
pretty good.
She's like, you don't want to see the game? I'm like, nah, I think I'm in pretty decent shape there.
Yeah.
Come out of Maryland Hall 3 hours later. What?
We're not in decent shape.
Not in decent shape. Hey, Infinity Sports Radio. You know what? I missed it. Infinity Sports Radio followed by Monday Night Football, right?
No. Monday Night Football is on the AM.
Oh, really?
On the AM. Yeah.
Boomer and Valenti on with us?
They think that it's going to cut into the Maryland?
Pregame. Starting at 11.
Pregame at 11, yes. Maryland plays UNLV at midnight. You can hear it right here on The Fan.
Popo till 3 a.m.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.